ומען חפלס מראל טאב טאניו קבאשי דרב שילה שיש א מחלוקס רב אין רב שילה whether cross together right is was a person who announced, or if Shiva held it was a rooster crowing. So it's a brisa like Rav Shiva. Hayotze l'derech kodem kriyas hagever doma barosha. Person leaves on a journey before the rooster crows, so he's responsible for whatever damage comes to him. He's responsible for it. Rav Yoshia omer ad sheyishana. Rav Yoshia says that it has to be that the rooster crows twice. The Eshom Ramachi is Shalish, and some hold it has to already crow three times, which is a later time. Ubeeza Tarnagol Amru, which rooster? Tarnagol Bainani, an average rooster. Nashi, Kavasi Rav Shila, Domer Kros Hagever, Kora Tarnagola. That Kros Hagever is the rooster's crow. Hayotzi Yechidi Lader of Doma Baroshim, they are Mazikin. Travel alone at night, it's dangerous. So until the rooster crows, it's considered dangerous at nighttime. Doma barosho, oven mosal rosho muto. If he dies because of the mazikin, he's responsible for it. Shehu hei misses atzmo. It's like he committed suicide. The tarnagol beinani she'enum and mayor kriyaso v'ma'achir. There are roosters that crow earlier and roosters that crow later, and there's average ones. The average one is the one we're talking about. Omer of Yehuda Marav, Bishosh Yisrael Oldim the Regel, Omdim Tzfufim, Umishtachavim Revachim. That when Klal Yisrael would be Olim the Regel, and there would be a tremendous crowd in the Azara, so where they would stand, Tzfufim. So Rashi says Tzfufim means crowded. But the reason it means crowded is the following. Lashon Tzaf, it means to float. Merov Ha'am Hoyu Nidchokim Ish Ba'achiv. People were pressed together and you couldn't move to any side. Lakan lakan. The zokuf kikora, and therefore they had to stand straight because they were mamash pressed together. Afraglav nitolim alaorts. And that way people were pulled up from the ground. Their feet weren't on the ground. They were floating from the crowding. Umishtachavim revachim. But when they would bow down, there was a space between them. Ukamishtachavim benoflim nasalem nes v'hamakom marchiv. The place got bigger benes at sheyesh beinehem arba amos. So the Yavit says it doesn't. Another Rashi. He says that the idea was that each person had his own personal arba amos to fall korin. Not that there was four amos between the people, but everybody had his own arba amos to fall korin. Rashi says that there was four amos between them. Besides the place that he was, mishtacha there, he was four amos away from the next person. Why? Shelo yishma ish didu shel chaveru shelo yichalim. Because when they were misvada, inshallah, when exactly they were misvada on shalosh regalim, right? When this happened, Rashi says beregalim. The Gemara says, right? Shisrael olim leregel. When they be misvada, the pashas, when you brought a korban, you also misvada. If you brought a korban chatos, you had to be misvada on it or whatever, and people stam brought korbanos during shalosh regalim, so they were misvada not only on the korban but when they davened also. So nobody should be embarrassed that the other person should hear what he's saying. And some say that this only happened on Yom Kippur, even though it says kishol of the rego, it really means Yom Kippur. What?
They came up early.
Yeah, but it should have said then Yom Kippurim. Okay, Mshachim Achas Esrei Amach, and not only that, but Mshachim Achas Esrei Amach Harei Beis HaKaporis. They were so crowded that they'd overflow into the 11 Amos behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the Kosel HaMaravi and the, what's it called, not the Kosel HaMaravi, that's what we have, the Kosel HaMaravi of the Azara and the Kosel HaMaravi of the Heichal, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This, I don't know if you have a picture there, but the back of the Heichal, till the back wall, there's a small space, that's 11 Amos, they would overflow into there. And still, it was still so crowded. Even though they went into the overflow, it was still so crowded. People probably couldn't even stand on their feet. They were lifted up into the air. Still, when they bowed down, they had four amas space between them.
They're allowed to go to that zor.
They, what's it called? Yeah, there's Ezra Shisra. There was just a place where the Kohanim, Ezra's Kohanim, where they couldn't go, but Ezra Shisra, they're allowed to go. That's what's called Ezra Shisra. My Omar, what's up, Shad? Even though they overflowed into that area of the Azara that was behind the Heichal, the Omdim Tzlufim, and they still were so crowded. They were scattered and overflowed into the whole area, the 11 amos where Yisraelim were allowed. The Yotzim Mokum Drisus Ragleim, the Nichnosim Derech Besa Chalifos, Bein Tside HaHechel, the Kosle HaAzora, the Tzofen Ledorum, and Misham Nichnosim Lemara, Beachas Sosrei Amos, Yesh Aver Achori Besa Kaporis, Ad Kosle Marovi Shal Azora, Kinesnam Nusechus Midos, the Aminu Lola El, the Pirkin. Right, so that's where they, what's it called, they overflowed into that area of the Azara, which usually people weren't there. And they overflowed into there also. My Kamer, Meachar Shemishtachim Revochim, the Nisrava Chamokam Alidei Hanes, Atomaskiko Limshok Lispashet Achori Besa Kaporis. Right, L'chora, if the Nes happened, everybody had room, why were they forced to go behind the Heichel? Hachi Kamer. Before they were mishtachavet, there was no room in the regular places in the Azora. They had to overflow into this Yud Aleph Amah. Right. Right. And still, when it came time for Ishtachavah, they all were able to come before the Heichel, in front of the Heichel, and be Mishtachavah. Even though before they were Mishtachavah, there was no room for them to stand in that place in the Azara. Right now, they had room to all of them to Mishtachavah in that place. Okay. The Zu Echad Mi'asara Nisim Shenasu B'Mikdash. This is one of the 10 Nisim that happened on a regular basis in the Mikdash. Ishnan Asara Nisim Nasu B'Sa Mikdash. What were they? Lohi pila isha mireach basra kodesh. A woman never miscarried because she had a taiva for the, what's it called, basra kodesh, and they didn't give it to her, and the mela, she, what's it called, because of the trauma, she miscarried. Never happened that a woman had that, woman who wants pickles and ice cream.
A craving,
right. She never had a craving for basra kodesh. Now, if she had the craving, right, it was taka shakon, they would have given it to her. It never happened though; they had to be mechalal basar kodesh for such a case. Not that they wouldn't have given it to her, and she would have been what's it called, miscarried, because that's pikuach nefesh of the baby. They would have given her the basar kodesh, but the zilzul and the basar kodesh never had to happen. The lo hisriach basar kodesh me olam. Right, and the basar kodesh never turned sour, never spoiled. The lo nira zvu v'beis hamikdashim, there never was a fly in the butcher shop of the beis hamikdash where they butchered the korbanos. The lo ira keri l'kohen gadol b'yom hakipurim, and even though the more kodesh time, the more the Yetzer Hara tries to get a person, and with all the preparations they made for the Kohen Gadol, you shouldn't see Keri, it still was apiteva, what's it called, something that should have happened, never happened. And even though it never happened b'neis, they still made all the precautions because ain't some chim al ha'neis. There never was a psul in the omer of the shtei alechem lechem aponim. So Rashi explained that if there was a psul in any of these things, then it was finished. They could never bring another one. There was no way of making it up, and there wouldn't have been an omer that year or a lechem aponim that week. What's it called? Or shtei alechem for shuas. Omdim tzvufim mishtachavim revachim. The nes we said before, they would stand crowded and be able to bow with a tremendous amount of room. Lohizik nochash v'akrav Yerushalayim me'olam. Now we're going. The Gemara is going to be medayik in it, but now it's not in the Beis Hamikdash. But a nochash and akrav never damaged anybody in Yerushalayim. V'lo amar adam lechaveru tzar li hamakom sh'olim b'Yerushalayim. No one said that there's no room to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. There's always plenty of room for everybody. So, okay, we'll see the Rashi still here, and then we'll see the Gemara's Kasha, because the last two things have to do with Yerushalayim. We said there were 10 Nisan that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, and the last two were not in the Beis HaMikdash, they were in Yerushalayim. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. Lo hipila isha ubra. Woman never miscarried her fetus. She nis'adsa lechon basar hatzlik shema l'reach. She never had a craving for the good, what's it called, the barbecue smell of the basar kodesh that was roasting, right? Had a craving, and either one of two things would have happened. Either she wouldn't have gotten from the meat in time, and she would have had a miscarriage, or they would have had a giver from the meat that would have been mezalzel in basar kodesh. The Beis HaMikdashim shel Azara, in the Azara they had a place where they butchered the karbanos, and usually in a butcher shop there's plenty of flies. There was never a fly. If there would be a psul, you couldn't bring another omer. Why? Because you had to harvest, cut the grain motzai yontif rishon the Pesach. That's when you harvested it. The ein marvin liktzer elikafi asher shali sorim and upa biyad gimel napa. They only cut enough for the amount that they needed for the carbon. They cut it enough to then sift it and get the pure flour for the omer. Namela, if on the daytime there was a psul, they couldn't harvest it again, and that was it. It had to be from the first harvest, and the harvest was only at night. So that was it, finished. It was possible, there was no way of bringing the omer that year. The chen shtei alechem nefi merev yantim. Vein afi yosem dochi yantim. Same thing with shtei alechem. Had to be baked from Erev Yontif. Wasn't Dochi Yontif to bake it. So if a psul happened on Yontif, you couldn't rebake it, because you weren't allowed to bake it on Yontif. It wasn't something that was, what's it called, that was Lochem. It's what's it called? You have to, you can cook and bake for the sake of personal use, but not for the sake of the Mizbeach. It's not Dochi Yontif. In Yitzhala Yofa Acheris, it became possible you couldn't bake other ones. Same thing with lechem aponim. Had to be baked erev Shabbos. Wasn't docha Shabbos. V'mitzol ein chiluf. Hashulchan omid reikom at Shabbos haba. And if it became pasul, right, then you couldn't put that bread on the table. You couldn't bake new ones. You had to bake it erev Shabbos and put it on a Shabbos, or a whole week would go by without any bread on the shulchan. Never happened. Sarli amakom mizol nasai dechukim. Nobody ever said that he had parnasa problems, right? Dirasi dechuka, or that he had dwelling problems in Yerushalayim. Everybody was comfortable in Yerushalayim. Okay, so Moses says pasach b'mikdash v'siyim b'Yerushalayim. We started that there were 10 nisim that happened in the mikdash, and there's a machlokas rishonim achronim whether these nisim happened only in the first Beis HaMikdash or even in the second Beis HaMikdash. And some say that they only happened in the first Beis HaMikdash, they didn't happen in the second Beis HaMikdash. But in any case, it says 10 Nisan in the Mikdash, and then it ends with two of them in Yerushalayim. Where it says, Ika Tarti Achronais of the Mikdash. No, there are two other ones that were in the Mikdash, which weren't mentioned here. There were Taka 10 in the Mikdash, and there were Taka 2 in Yerushalayim. But we didn't mention two of them that happened in the Mikdash. Tanya, Me'olam Lokavu Gishamim Eishel Atzei Amaracha. Right, the rains never put out the fire on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was open to the sky, right? So it rained on the Mizbeach, never put out the fire. The Oshin Hamarocha Afilu Kol Arucho Shebaolam Bo Shemanashvos Bo Ein Mizizus Oso Mikomo. And the smoke that went up from the Mizbeach never wavered because of the wind. It always went up straight. So those are the extra two that happened in the Mikdash. Okay. Right. The Suleka. There's no other Nisim, only 10. There's more of them. Vatani Rav Shmaya Bekalnebo. Rav Shmaya taught in this city called Kalnebo, Shivrei Klicheres Nivloim Bimkoma. That Klicheres that you cook the Karbanos in, so they became Noser. Right, after a day and a night, or 2 days and a night per korban. Once they became no, so there's no way of kashering them. So klicheres, the only thing you can do with them is break them. So you had to break them. Right? Klicheres, what's it called? Klicheres, that you cook korbanos, it became noser, you had to break the klicheres. So there were plenty of shards, right, in the mikdash. And you couldn't take them out of the mikdash because they were kodesh. So so what happened was a nace happened, and they were swallowed up in their place. They were swallowed up into the ground. And if that nace wouldn't have happened, the Beis HaMikdash would have been full of broken klicheres. See Rashi? Shivrei klicheres, bekal nebo shei makal. Shivrei klicheres, shemavashtim ben kodshi kadoshim, ubliyosim neseres mishum noser. After a day and a night, these things that they cooked the kodshi kadoshim in became noser. The bliya, what was absorbed into the kli. Utuunim shvira, and you had to break them. Kedasivu klicheres ashen tevusha mo yishoter. And the shvira had to be in the azara. That there have been garbage dumps of broken klicheres in the azara. And alamai nes happened, and they were swallowed up by the ground. Not only that, Abaya said that when they brought korbanos of ophos, so the insides and the wings, the what's it called, the feathers, were all thrown onto the side of the mizbeach, and again they were swallowed up in the place there. The same thing with dishu mizbeach apnimi, the golden mizbeach, the ashes from the ketores were put next to the mizbeach, and they were swallowed up by their place. Dishu the menorah, they cleaned out the ashes from the menorah. Also, they put them next to the menorah, they were swallowed up. So these are extra. So the chora wasn't only 10, there was another 3. Shemara says, Psule talta havi chashvinu bechad. Before, when we counted 10, we counted there was never a psul in the omer, the shtei alechem alechem aponim is 3. Count them as 1. It's all one thing. There was never a psul in these things, which all are a common thing. Those count as 1. Right, apik trei va'ayil trei. Right, so that take out 2. So now 2 are missing. Now you need another 2. So Mara says, "Yihachi bluim nami trei hadi chashvinu bechad." Right, chasruhu. Right, if that's the case, if you're counting all the there was never a psul in lechem aponim omer and shtei alechem as 1, then count the things that were nivloim bimkoman as 1. Nothing. All these things were nivla bimkoman. The nace was nivla bimkoman. It happened to various things. The nace was there never was a psul. It happened to various things. So be consistent. Either count them all, or count them all under one heading. Well, he says no. Namik achrisi enchanami. Count them also as 1. So he's still missing. Dom Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi nace gadol hayinasa belechem aponim siluko kisiduro. Big nace happened with the lechem aponim that when they took it off the table. The next Shabbos, it was as warm as when they put it on the table on Shabbos. Shneamar losum lechem chom biyom hilacho. Okay, and they say that it wasn't warm before they put it on. So later on, the Gemara is going to say that this nace showed the ole regalim. They took out the shulchan. They showed them. So the chara, why did they take out the shulchan? The chara, when the kohanim got their portion, they should show them it was warm. But it wasn't. It was only warm when they took it off the table. It was only warm after they put it on the table. In between the baking and the putting on the table, it cooled off. In between taking it off the table and the kohanim getting it cooled off. Just as when it was on the table itself, it was always warm. Rashi, Morav and Notsa shall Ola Sa'ov. When they brought an Ola Sa'ov, so they threw the insides, they didn't put them on the Mizbeach, they threw them on the side of the Mizbeach. The Dishu Mizbeach Hapnimi, the Dishu Menorah, the Chol Boker, Nosnin im Truma Sadeshim, the Mizrach Shal Kevesh. Together with the Truma Sadeshim, on the east side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, they would put all these ashes. Kidisnan Gabi Truma Sadeshin, Higiel Ritzba, Hofach Ponav Litzapho, the Holech Bimizrach Shal Kevesh, he turned to the north and walked along the east side of the Kevesh, Keeser Amos, Makam Shinosnim Shal Morav and Notes of the Dishim is Behapnimi Vamenorah. That's where you put the Morav and Notes of Dishim is Behapnimi in the menorah. Ukra nami de Morav and Notes of Hachiksi, the Hishli Chosah Eitzon is Behapnimi, Kedma, El Makam Adeshin. So the Maisa, all of these things were put in the same place, next to the Mizbeach, next to the Kevesh, and they all were swallowed up in their place. Till now we counted the psul ha'om. There was never a psul in the omer. Shtei alechem and lechem aponim is three different things. Don't count them as three. Count them as one, because they're all one group. The luin trei havi, as Mar says, that's the case. Then the things that were swallowed up should be counted as one group. The shivrei klicheres havi chad umorav and notzav the chol anitanim sham chadu. Right, count them as one. Siluko kisiduro shemasal can also adai nucham. When you took them off the table a week later, it was as warm as when you put it on the table. It was hot when you took it off the table. Okay. Shmura says, there's no other miracles that happen in the Beis HaMikdash. Rom Rab Levi, Dover Zem Asoros B'yodeno Mi'avoseinu, Mokom Aron Eno Min Amida. The place where the Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't part of the measurement of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Didn't count. V'omra b'nai, omra Shmuel, we'll see one second, kruvim, b'nei sayu omdim. The kruvim, the body of the kruvim also were b'neis. There was no place for them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where it says, nisei dibroi kachoshim, nisei digavoi lo kachoshim. Only the nisim that happen outside are considered. Not the nisim that was presume nisa, things that people saw, so they publicized. The things that people didn't see, they were in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nobody saw them, the Kruvim and the Aron. Those weren't counted. Where it says, Yivachi lechem aponim nafsi, nisim digavoyhu. Right? The lechem aponim was in the heichel. Right? Most people couldn't see it. Right, so the Gemara could have said, well, there's a difference between Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal, but really, since the reason is because people could see it or not, in the Heichal they couldn't see it either, so it didn't make a difference if it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Heichal. Gemara says Lechem Aponim Nisha Debroil. No, the Lechem Aponim was a nation that people did see, that they saw that it was warm. How? The Omer Shlokish May Deceive Ala Shulchan HaTohar Tohar Michlal Shultamek. Says on the shulchan, which is tar. Tar means that it could become tamei. How could the shulchan become tamei? Kli eitz ha'asi l'nachesu. Right, it's a kli eitz that's not meant to move. It was more than our boim saw in volume, and a kli that's that big that's not meant to move is not like a sock. Kli eitz is makabel tuma. It's compared to a sock. A sock is something that you can move whether it's empty or full. But there's a kli eitz, that's when it's, what's it called, full. You can't move it. It's too heavy to move, right? Too big to move. Or you don't usually move it. It's not mekabel tumah. So the shulchan should not have been mekabel tumah. And even though the shulchan was covered with gold, the gold was buckled to the wood. The ikr was the wood. So it was considered a kli eitz. So a kli eitz, she'osu l'naches, a kli eitz that's made to stay in one place and not move around, is what's it called, is not mekabel tumah. So why would the shulchan be makabel tuma, right? The chotzis b'fnei atuma and ena makabel tuma, the chotzis b'fnei atuma. And if it's something that's separating between something that's tamei and some other place, it's chotzis. Because only something that's makabel tuma doesn't separate from tuma, but something that's not makabel tuma is. So the shulchan should have been a kli that wasn't makabel tuma, and the nela could be chotzis b'fnei atuma. They did pick up the shulchan and move it. It wasn't something that it wasn't moved. It was moved. They picked it up during Shalosh Regalim, the end of Yontif, and they showed the Ole Regalim that the bread was just as warm the second Shabbos, the Shabbos that it was taken off, as it was when the Shabbos it was put on. So that was a nace that people saw. Makom aron eno min aminyan, eno min amida, eno tofes l'mayit midas hachol shabes bayis klum. It didn't. It wasn't part of the measurements of the inner measurements of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It didn't take up any space. The Tanya aron sha'asa Moshe yesh lo eser amos avir l'chol ruah. Right, there was 10 amos. What's it called? Space on the sides of the aron. Kishanitim be'emsa be'sakaporis. It was put in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there was 10 amas to either side. Now the whole width of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 amas. So if there was 10 amas space on each side, that means the Aron had no space. The Harikol HaKala lo haya elechaf al kaf was 20 by 20. Shenem l'fnei advir esrim amah, orech v'esrim amah rochav. Nim tsheshen makam Aron v'mayi klum. The Aron didn't take up any space. There was 10 amas to the right of the Aron, 10 amas to the left of the Aron, which is 20 amas, and that's all the space there was. So where was the Aron? Didn't take up any space. Kruvim b'nei sayu omdim, gufei ha-kruvim, the body of the kruvim, shosha Shlomo, omdim ba'aretz. Shlomo made other kruvim, aside from the kruvim that were on top of the Aron, he made kruvim that stood on the sides of the Aron. Eitzel Aron, echa b'tzof, echa don, one to the north, one to the south. Ukefekanfeim esrim ama prusos mikiro kir. And their wings were, the wingspan was 20 amas, from one wall to the other. Right? Kedesiv knaf ha-kruv chamesh amos nimtzu ha-knafayim machzikim es kol ha-chola. The wings were 5 amas, what's it called, long. And there were 2 kruvim, and they had, each had 2 wings. So there was, what's it called, 20 amas just from the wings. So where was the body? There was no place for the body. So it was a nes. Nimtzu obi ha-guf eno min ha-mita. Only the Nisim that happened outside in the Azara, the people could see, those are the ones that were counted. Nisim Hayaduim Lakol, people Nisim that everybody knew. That's the one that they mentioned. Mechlau Shu Tameh Mekabel Tuma. It says Shulchan HaTohar is mashma that what's it called? The Shulchan could be Mekabel Tuma. Right? Asila Nache Sheinu Metaltur. A Kli H that's not moved is not Mekabel Tuma. Kli Eitz LeInyan Tuma Hukash V'Sak, because it's Hukash, it's compared to a sack. Shenemar Mikol Kli Eitz Obeged Oro Sak. Mas sak metalto molivarikan. A sack is something that you use to move things, so you can move it either open, what's it called, when it's full or empty. Af Kli Eitz metalto molivarikan. A Kli Eitz in Ermakabal Tuma has to be movable. The Afagav the Shulchan Metzupa Bezav, and even though the Shulchan was covered with gold, so the Chor was a Kli Mateches, not a Kli Eitz. Buckle tzipui legabe, the tzipui was buckled to the shulchan, therefore is considered kli eitz. And the Torah called it eitz, right? Torah called it eitz. Then it tells me from that that the tzipui was buckled. It wasn't the ikur was the eitz. Shemagbiin also, marin also lechutz. They used to pick it up and show it to the people outside. Therefore, it was mekabel tuma. Tosfos also brings down. It says that all these things were Nivla ben Komo, Dishun HaMenorah, Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Morah Venotza. What about the, what's it called, regular Dishun HaMizbeach HaChitzel? The ashes they took off the outside Mizbeach. Were those also Nivla ben Komo or not? So the Rapora says that it was. The Nase happened with the ashes from the outside Mizbeach also. And Rabbeinu Tam says that it didn't. The Nes was only with what's it called, with the things that are mentioned in the Gemara. Dishim is Be'acha Chitzon was not. That they took outside the Machana anyway. The Trumas Hadeshin they put on the side of Mizbeach. That was, that could be, that was an Nifla. Okay.